Hopefully. Hi, Kate.
Hey Gail, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Did you get your driveway plowed?
No, he did not come back.
You're
I
having trouble
think
just getting Magic outside for a walk, aren't you? To do his business, aren't you?
well, it's tricky to get up and down the driveway because of the slope. And then there's a pocket of snow underneath the ice.
Yeah,
And the
I
ice is like this thick. And sometimes you go through. So
we've had that. It's awful.
I tweaked my ankle. I don't remember when it was. It might have been Sunday. And then I did it again, same ankle on Monday. Wait, was that yesterday? Must have been Saturday. I don't know. My days are all mixed up. Oh, today's Wednesday. Okay. Sunday. Anyway, I had it on ice on Monday, so it's a lot better now. But
Bless your heart.
I'm trying to be calm and infuse it all with love, and thinking maybe I need to just call my landlords and ask them to take care of it for me, because they did tell me they would handle the exterior stuff.
They would be, they were what?
They would handle the outside stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you are.
Yeah, because I have groceries being delivered tomorrow, and I am so hoping they're going to have food for Magic, because I only have one more container of his food, and that's 2.5 days.
Oh
And I
no.
open that tomorrow, so he may end up getting, I can feed him chicken, but he's not. He doesn't care for that. So anyway, I'm just, all gonna be fine. All gonna be fine. So Kimberly is not feeling well, so she's not gonna be here. And Kat has COVID, so she's definitely not gonna be here. She's in bed. She's been in bed for 2 days.
Wow.
So it's you
Well,
and me. Doesn't this feel familiar?
it's been a long time.
It seems like it's been forever. But I want I let's go ahead and get started, because I know you got to go eat here pretty quick. As a matter of fact, I was going to do a meditation that was. It was right at 15 minutes today. I was going to do both the meditations. The one is like 5 minutes, the other one's 15 minutes. If you want to skip the meditations and so you can get to your food more quickly with the dogs, I understand, but that's, I'm going to leave that up to you.
If we're going to be done by 6:30, that's okay.
Okay, well, let's see what happens. Okay, so last week we were going to be focusing on manifesting money. So did you focus on that? How did that work out for you?
The church got money.
Okay.
Just trying to stay focused on being in the moment. That I don't know if it's this new medicine I'm on or what, but and I don't know if it's anxiety or purely chemical, but my body has been more like alert than I had been in a long time, and it's been at least a week that it's been like that, and the medication can raise your blood pressure, but it doesn't seem to be doing that. And I need to check my blood sugar more often, but when I've been checking it, it's been fine. So I don't know what's up with it, but it's more important that I stay in the moment, but it's really hard. And the breathing things don't seem to bring it down the way they used to. So
Okay, so when you say that you feel like you're more alert, what does that mean exactly?
I don't know if anxiety is quite the right term, and maybe it is, but it's like there's chemical something that's keeping me in high gear, even when I'm not.
So you feel a little wired,
Yeah.
wired. Okay. Have you guys had a lot of snow?
No, we had, we haven't, today was the first day of rain in a week. It's been like in the 20s at night and in the 40s in the day with bright, no clouds.
Oh, okay.
That's how come
Okay.
it gets so cold at night.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So when
But
you're
the
feeling.
pollen's been higher, so that could, I mean, that's been triggering my asthma a little bit.
Okay. How have you, where's your stress level been?
Higher than it was last week.
Okay, and why is that? Because you had a lot going on last week. Wasn't it last week?
Well, but yeah, and maybe I just haven't given myself the downtime to recover. Than I was last Wednesday night, because I think I was doing pretty well last Wednesday night. I tripped this morning in the craft area because there's so much stuff on the floor, and so I've been trying to pick things up, and because my anxiety level is up, Mary's pestering me all the time to stop. So that's not working real well.
Have you been getting the questions for the course?
I have, and I just, it's just in the too hard to do category right now. I'm sorry,
Okay.
I should have at least acknowledged that I received them.
Okay. Well, it's not about me, it's about you.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't do the work, you're not going to get the results.
Well, and even if you don't respond, if you could at least read through them.
I have.
Okay, we're gonna talk. The tonight's questions are included in my t what I'm gonna be saying. So most of them are, but just like today, a lot has happened since I saw you last week. But I wasn't feeling. I was like, okay, I have this to do. I'm not quite done with it yet. And so I was thinking, why? And I'm not anxious about that. So where is this feeling coming from? And a lot of it was to do with the driveway. And I'm like, okay, I have absolutely no control over that. So why am I allowing myself to feel this energy? This, I'm not in agreement with this. The guy might show up, he might not. I've got groceries being delivered tomorrow. I don't know if they can get down the driveway. If they do, I don't know if they're going to get back out. And it, that whole scenario, and then I'm thinking, but I have no control of that over that. So there's it doesn't help me to have any kind of anxiety over it. So taking those deep breaths and infusing that with love, and even I Kat getting COVID, and because she wanted to be here, she couldn't be here, and I thought Kimberly's not going to be there either, and I wasn't sure if you were going to make it either. I kept checking the email to see if you something was going to come up, because it's like. But when I started looking at the uncomfortable feelings I was feeling, a lot of stuff started coming up on why. Okay, this is my excuse. Okay, my driveway is packed with ice. So I'm going to use that as an excuse to not be happy. And I was kind of like, no, not doing that. But here I'd already been building, I had been building up. For a couple hours off and on, it would come and go. So when you look at what you've been stressed about this week, when you look at where is what is the trigger? I'm feeling like this because.
Well, yesterday I had therapy in Portland, and it's the last session with that therapist because she's going on maternity leave. And I'm grateful. I'm going to be working with somebody else, but only part time. And tomorrow I have to go into Portland to my allergist. And I guess I'm just making a big deal out of nothing because, the traffic turns out to be not bad, but tomorrow's traffic will be worse because it's at the other side of town.
So it's the traffic of the travel that
That's
makes you feel.
been, that's one of the contributing factors, but like you, I think I've just reached the tipping point with the clutter. The anxiety it's causing.
Okay, so the clutter has been an ongoing thing for years now. So, how many more years are you going to let that happen?
Well, this is new clutter. This is desk clutter.
But that wasn't what was in the floor that tripped you.
Yeah, it would have been on the desk.
Okay.
Stuff's been falling off of this desk, and William's been stealing it. So that's really, this is what I was looking for. I am getting stuff done. It's a whole lot more difficult than it needs to be. And I'm enabling that, I guess.
Well, what would make it easier for you?
Mary wouldn't bother me. That's one of the things that we talked about with my therapist yesterday was I really she really is like she's like my service dog alerting like she did with Michael when he got he got started to get triggered. She's doing that with me, and I haven't acknowledged that that's what she's doing.
Okay, you're being triggered and you're ignoring that part or putting that part aside, and yet she's not doing that. She's right there. Okay,
And I'm not
so
sure if I'm being triggered in the same way, but my anxiety is up or something is happening that she's sensing that. I can tell because my usual response is anger, low level anger, but it's like it's very disconcerting when she comes up and pokes me.
Right there with you. I do not like to be poked. I do not. And magic pokes really hard.
So does
It's
she.
not just a tap. I mean, it's a knock you on your ass kind of poke. And yeah, so I totally get that. I totally get that. So in order for her not to do that, you have to not be triggered. And whatever it is that you're doing, you can't get up and walk away.
Well, I'm getting better at that, and
Well, is it something you can get up and walk away? Or is it something that you feel like you have to get done right now? And so your mind and your body is saying, no, I can't get up and walk away from this right now. Who's
that
good?
has been the case, and I'm realizing most of the time I can get up and walk away.
So it's not a life and death situation that you have to sit there and get something done.
If it's something like I've got glue on something and I have to get it down before the glue dries, or I'm in the middle of making a purchase, it's really hard to stop.
Yes,
But
I understand. Yeah.
I'm finding that even if I leave the window open on a web page, it's still there when I come back.
You can also take Notepad out and snag the browser window, URL, and put it in Notepad for yourself and close everything down. I've done that a few times. Jesse showed me how to use, well, I don't know about your computer, but my computer has a little blue Notepad at the bottom. Do you use that?
I'm sure it does. I have never used it, but
It's awesome, Gail. If you've never used it, it's the most wonderful thing in the whole world because if it closes down, it saves everything that's there. It doesn't go away, or at least online. And then you can save it as a text message. If you've got directories, you can save it to, like, I've got, like, this program, I've got a whole list of all the pages, all the URLs and all the colors I used, and all that stuff is in that one text document. And I can, it's been open now for weeks, and it's still there. And then you can open a new one, a new page. And I've got several pages of all the browser windows I had open, but I was concerned about the electricity going off over the weekend. So I put them all on a notepad and saved it. Well, actually, I didn't even save it, but I turned everything off. I shut down the computer for 2 days, and it's still there. All that information's still there. So give it a try because it's really helpful. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, it's amazing. And of course, here our electricity does go off. And when that happens, typically my browser windows will all repopulate. It's rare that they don't. But if you're in the middle of a purchase, that could get really tricky.
Yeah.
But if it's a place you use all the time, it should hold your cart.
Yeah.
Just thought.
It doesn't happen often, but that's one of the things that I feel like, but that's also a time when I'm most anxious because I'm trying to get it to go through.
Yeah. But sometimes, I don't know about you, but especially if it's late in the afternoon, it might be my sign that maybe I shouldn't be doing this right now because I don't have quite the clarity of thought that I normally would want to
I
have.
think in my good moments, I think that a lot. If something doesn't work out well, I guess I'm not supposed to be doing this right now.
I took Magic out for his walk early today because we walked down to the guy's house to see, okay, what's happening? And nobody was there. But because of that, his whole afternoon was like an hour early. So trying to sit here was a nightmare. And I felt like you, the anger of just let me finish this. And I got up and walked around. I picked him up. I loved him up. He had his ear back, and I got to kiss him also over the inside of his ear. That's the best. Have you ever kissed the inside of their ears? It's awesome. It feels way different. Like, but anyway, and then I was able to sit back down, and then I realized I didn't have hardly anything left to do. I was good to go. So, feeling that anxiety and getting up and walking around, taking the deep
That may
breath.
be why Mary wants me to get up and move.
Yeah. And then questioning, why am I feeling like this? Where is this coming from? And is it something that I'm doing right now, or I feel like I haven't done, or because when we start questioning that energy that we're feeling, the thoughts start popping in with the answers.
Mary's on a pillow underneath my crafting table, my crafting
Oh,
desk.
bless her heart.
She just gave a big moan.
Oh, is she okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was a con I think it was a contented moan.
Oh, good. I hope so. I hope so. Okay, so taking a look at that energy in that way, and then it could possibly help you to determine. Okay, if this is no, if there's no thoughts that are hidden that are interfering with my peace, is it something chemical that I need to talk to my doctor about that this medication isn't working the way we need for it to work? Eliminating the other things could help to get everything together so that you can move forward in a better way. Yeah. Okay,
But it
so
is giving me ideas for replacing the furniture so that I can work better.
What are your priorities right now on your the clutter and the to-do list?
The what?
Your to-do list of things that you're trying to accomplish. I know you've got taxes and the
Yeah,
dog things,
and
insurance.
there's been some church stuff that I've been postponing, and I talked to Reverend Carrie today, and I thought we were going to sit down and work for a couple of hours, but she's like, no, we'll do that next week. So it's like, okay, well, that's off my plate right now. I did what I needed to do. And yeah, the taxes are, I haven't touched them. Yeah, it's got to be anxiety and that feeling of there's so much to do. And that was one of the things that I talked about with the counselor yesterday. It's like the same stuff you and I have been talking about, you know, max of three things. That's really all I can do. But lately, today and yesterday, it's been following up on medical stuff for the dogs and me. And, you know, that just eats everything.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
You know, you can only do what you can do, and you know,
Yeah, I
nobody's.
know this up here, but the gut doesn't
Yeah,
buy it, I
well,
guess.
but you know, it's a it's so that's where we have to rewrite
Yeah,
those
the neural
emotions
pathways.
and that neural pathway of belief, because the emotions are feeding from the thoughts. And that has to change. Those feelings being lodged in the body, you know, the clearing the energy centers and infusing the energy centers with love, you know, when we've maxed that out and there's nothing left in there, then we shouldn't be triggered anymore.
Yeah. And I haven't been listening to that meditation, so that's clearly something that would help.
You know, well, why don't we go ahead and get started?
Okay.
I've got some. If we have, let's take some deep breaths first, and just see about, you know, put our fingers together. Can you feel your heartbeat when we do this? In your middle fingers?
The middle finger.
The middle fingers together. That's where I feel it. When I start taking the deep breaths and just exhaling and focusing on my heart. And then I focus on my fingers where they're touching. I can feel my heart beating there.
I can feel the pulse in the palms of my hands.
Okay. That's good.
Now I can feel it in the fingers.
Okay. Being able to, you can't do that if you're stressed. If you're super stressed, it will, you can't feel it. So when you're being able to feel it, that's a sign to you that you are starting to calm yourself down. You're starting to relax. And now it's time to, we can take in some more information. So we've got an hour. Let me share my screen and we'll get started.